Okay, sorry. Hello.
Yay.
Yay. Have you ever played D&D?
Yeah, actually, I used to play like Dungeons and Dragons. Not Dungeons and Dragons, Pathfinder
Yes.
and Shadowrun with friends like after like not after school. It would be on like Saturdays. Like on Saturdays, I would go over to this guy's house, and there would be like a few other people there, and we would play shit like Pathfinder and Shadowrun, mainly those two.
Nice.
I didn't really like playing with one of the friends, because he would consistently like on purpose just do stupid shit. Like, I understand because I love doing dumb things. Like, I love saying and doing just wild shit. But this dude would manage to get his character killed, like, all the time. And I was fucking sick of it. I'm like, why do you do this? This is awful.
It's like you're just ruining it for everyone.
But yeah, I really like Pathfinder and Shadowrun. I really want to play more. I just cause it's so fun to just like make your own little character, spend like an hour with your friends making your like the pre like doing the pre pre-game setting and like making your characters and like maybe even designing them or allocating the stats and things like that. I remember one time I even like drew a like a bust shot of my character from a Shadowrun game that we had, where my character was like an android. I can't remember. Man, I wish I could find the character sheet, because if I still had it, I would show you, because it was kind of cool. It was kind of based off of like the droids from like Star Wars.
Ooh.
It was like a mix between the regular grunt droids and then like the super like tall buff ones, you know what I mean? The ones that have the heads like in the body, like below the shoulders. But like I really liked the head of the one from the grunt, so I pretty much like kind of mixed the two to get something that like I wanted that like seemed cool to me. But yeah, that was fun. My character my friend got his character killed again in that run as well.
Of course.
But I remember my android robot could like speak binary pretty much, and like I could speak to pretty much almost any kind of like computer or something like that. And it was really cool to try and like get information from certain like computers and things like that, or like little droids or something, you know what I mean?
That's
Sick.
awesome. Yeah, I'm just starting out with D&D and role playing in general, so it's just like insane. Just like the whole character building and then actually role playing and thinking quickly about like what your character would actually do.
Yeah, like who they are and shit. I remember we would spend like an hour or something, like just fucking sitting around drinking Dr. Pepper and eating Doritos, making our characters and shit for like a fucking hour before the actual game started.
Well, I mean, like, at least your game was in person, right?
Yeah.
The campaign I'm in right now, we're actually in different time zones, so it's all
Oh,
over Discord.
that's cool.
We use like D&D Beyond online for like maps and stuff.
I really need to get on that and have like a small group of friends and do that, because I've been really wanting to do that, even like online with friends. I really want to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Would you
Also, I
ever
found whatever what.
DM or GM?
I don't have very much experience in doing that, so I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, I don't know. I think I would much prefer to just be a player, to be honest.
Sorry, what were you
Oh,
saying?
that I found. I looked at like wild. I dead ass just looked up on Google how like wild questions to ask people, and I came across this page. If we don't want to have like any, if like we find any questions that are boring or something.
Oh, did you want to do that one instead?
Either or.
Because I mean,
pick and choose, mix it up.
These ones are fairly generic, to say the least.
Yeah, I don't mind it though.
Okay.
But I just also have this page up like as an option if you want to like pull something out wild.
Okay, how about if we roll if we roll a double, we'll pull from that one.
Okay.
Cuz the last questionnaire thing I did, I rolled so many doubles. I'm like, what's going on? All right, so I have two D10s in front of me, or like a D100 and a D10. Oh, would you like to introduce yourself? I am recording right now.
Yeah, I should do that. Hi, I go by Dandy Vampire on Reddit, and I do audio stuff for Pillow Talk Audio.
Yep.
Yay! I don't know what else I should say other than like I do the audios for Pillow Talk Audio, and I prefer it over Gone Wild Audio, because like I don't know, most of the time I really like comfy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a kind of a low key rant. I think I brought this up to you the other day about how there's too much horny on Pillow Talk Audio. If I wanted that, I could just go to GWA.
Mm-hmm.
But with PTA, I want comfy.
Yeah. No, I understand, but it's just, I think people just post everywhere.
People like to be horny, and that's, I respect that, that's fine.
But I mean, like you were saying, if you're trying to fall asleep and like actually fall asleep.
Yeah, like I'm just trying to relax or something. like if I find a good PTA or something, I'll be playing like a game or something on my PS4 and have audio running in the background. I'll just be like big chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like big chilling, big relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I do Pillow Talk Audio stuff, and I'm big into competitive gaming, specifically fighting games. Mm-hmm. I play stuff like Guilty Gear, Blaze Blue, and Under Night. And I also like JRPGs, as some of you could probably tell if you've seen my or heard my audio where I just ramble about my JRPGs that I've played and the ones that I want to play and shit.
Yay.
Mm-mm.
Cool. All right. First question? Maybe? Are you good to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number three.
Number three?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite color?
These are so generic. blue?
Damn, that's my favorite color too.
Wow.
I like blue, burgundy. I love burgundy. Burgundy is an easy like tie with blue or second place. I have like three shirts. Three V-necks that are actually all burgundy.
Burgundy's a good color to wear.
I like dark colors a lot. Dark or washed out colors. I like a lot of dull. Just because, I don't know, it mixes well with a lot of my outfits that I wear.
Yeah.
It's my style.
That's usually how your wardrobe should work. And then you have like those statement pieces, quote unquote statement pieces.
Statement pieces, but like fancy stuff or like just,
no, just like if you want to stand out,
bright colors and shit.
Yeah, okay. Like, would you personally wear a pink collared shirt?
I love pink. One of my favorite shirts is pink. One of my favorite button down collared shirts is pink.
Okay, what color would you not wear?
What color would I not wear? I'm not very fond of wearing yellow. I don't really have colors. I don't really have shirts that are like yellow.
Like, are we talking like
banana? I don't like green either.
Banana yellow or
More like a really colorful kind of yellow, like something that hurts your eyes or something.
Oh, okay,
maybe I'd wear something that's like a washed out, or like a washed out yellow, so it's kind of like very bright, almost on the side of like white-ish. It's got like white-ish in it or something.
So like
maybe I'd wear something like that.
Okay.
But like I wouldn't really wear anything that's green. I don't like the color green so much. Even
like a dark forest green.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I like dark forest greens.
Just not like lime.
Yeah, I just really prefer like dark colors.
Yeah. I don't think I would ever wear orange.
I wouldn't wear orange. I don't think I would wear any kind of orange, dark or light.
Yeah,
I couldn't pull that off.
I'm trying to think of outfits that are orange that would look good on people, and I can't think of anything.
It's kind of like one of those things where like the color purple just doesn't work for cars for whatever reason.
No,
like a purple car is just, I don't know, it's just so,
well, it stands out because no one has a purple car.
I've seen a purple Prius. And it's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Holy shit. A purple Prius? And a Prius of all things? God.
Like, someone decided to do that. Mercy. Like, they made a decision.
Holy shit. That's how you really know I live in Florida, where you just have things like that.
Nice. All right, next question. 20.
Are you asking it or me?
I can ask it. Have you ever thought of adopting?
Not really. No. If I were to ever have a kid, I'd probably just like have one like myself, you know.
And if you couldn't, or if like the two of you couldn't,
then yeah, like a last resort kind of thing, where she, like, if I had a girlfriend that just couldn't have kids or was like infertile or whatever, then I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, it could potentially be you as well. Like,
it could be me as well. Yeah. Either or, yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't really working out, then yeah, I'd more than likely think about adoption.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really see why not. Like, if I did want a kid, you know, and something wasn't working out between like me or her, then I mean, why wouldn't I go for adoption?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It just seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some kids, they don't have parents, they're like orphans, so mm-hmm. I mean, we'd be helping somebody out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely would.
Yeah, same thing with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think actually a few people in my family are like distant relatives, but I mean, still. So
I have a friend who's actually an adopted daughter of a couple, and what's funny is that like she's adopted, but she looks very similar to her mom.
No.
which is like, it's funny, and also it's also cute. It's nice that they look similar. Like, oh, what a coincidence. They kind of do look similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah.
All right. 21.
21. When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
It's like you had to prepare a default answer when someone asked you that as a kid, right?
Yeah, like my default answer was like doctor or some shit. I was like, I don't really care. I'm just going to put doctor. I don't know right now. So I'm going to put doctor.
Has that changed?
No.
Okay. Well,
yeah. I meant to say yeah, because like, I think we have talked about this, about what I like to do or what I would want to do is like something with like digital, because I'm going for an associate's in digital media, so something with like photography or video editing or production, stuff like that.
Nice, yeah. And it's like, as a kid, you don't even know these professions exist.
You don't even know that a lot of professions exist when, like, you're young. Like, when you get older, you're just like, wow, some of this stuff I don't even need school for. I just do it and I get an experience for it. And
exactly.
It's weird. They don't tell you this in school.
Well, no, because they want you to go to college and pay tuition.
Yeah.
I think my default answer as a kid was working at a chocolate store.
That's awesome. I should have thought of that. Chocolate's great. This is really nice chocolate shop in St. Augustine that whenever my parents and I go up there to St. Augustine, we go to that chocolate shop. Like every time that we visit St. Augustine, we go to this one specific chocolate shop that's in like the old town area. And it's so good. Oh my god. Those chocolates taste like heaven.
What's your opinion on white chocolate?
I like white chocolate.
Okay, yeah, me too. It's a pain to cook with or like melt. Oh, because it's cocoa butter, so it reacts differently than milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
That's cool.
76.
What's the stupidest thing you've ever done?
Define stupid.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupid shit I've done. I have to think about this. Hold on. Oh man, the stupidest thing. Well, it's probably not the number one stupidest thing I've ever done, but it's high up there. For my, I think it was like my 18th or 19th birthday. I think it was like my 19th birthday or something, or 20th.
Sure. Somewhere there.
It's been a while, but anyways, it was my birthday, and like my friend came over, and he was hanging out with me for the day, and he also brought brownies. They were special brownies.
Ooh.
Yeah, they were pot brownies. And we had a bit of the pot brownie, so we were chilling out playing video games, and it was nice. It was really cool. But about like half an hour or an hour later, I'm like, I don't know. It's like, I don't think it's working so well. I don't know if it's actually working. So he's like, all right, you can take another piece, but like, you know, don't take too much. Be careful. I'm like, okay. So I take another piece, and then some more time passes by, and I'm still not sure if it's working. So I take another little piece.
Yeah.
And then my friend went home because we were done hanging out for the day, and my parents came home and they were like, "Oh, we want to take you out for like a little family birthday dinner for you." I'm like, "Okay." So my parents were there, and some other family friends were there. And friends of my parents and stuff were there, so it was really nice. But before we got to the restaurant, I'm like, okay, hold on, I have to go to the restroom first. So I'm sitting there, and then as I'm like about to get up off the toilet, it hits me like a truck, and I feel it in my head. It hits me like, you know, oh. I'm like, oh no. I'm sitting here like, oh god, oh holy shit, no, and oh my god, I didn't want to get up, but I had to like get up and walk. So I got in the car, and at this point it was nighttime, and like my head is like really low, and I'm like really sleepy, so like because I'm fucking high as shit, and my eyelids are like low, right, and I see all of like the lights whizzing by as I'm like in the car. And I'm thinking to myself, like, whoa, like cyberpunk, you know what I mean? Like some Deus Ex stuff or whatever. Like all the lights are flashing by, like maybe some kind of cyberpunk light lit up city world or some shit, you know? Something like that. And we go to this Japanese restaurant. We go to it was a Japanese restaurant, and we walk in and we sit down at our table, and mind you, when we sit down, I couldn't even remember what the other half of the restaurant behind me looked like. I couldn't even remember that part. I was so gone. And like at the time I was watching Samurai Champloo, so I don't remember what behind me looked like. So I just kind of imagine, I filled in the gaps. I imagine like behind me was the rest of the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
but it was like a back in like feudal Japan times.
Yeah.
And it was like all really old with like stone tables and the stone or wooden tables or stone and wooden like seats or whatever. And just stuff like that. And I was so gone. I swear I had like 3 or 4 servings of like sushi or something. I was like so hungry. My mom asked me, she was like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just sleepy." But in my head, I'm like, "Oh, fuck. I'm not even on this earth right now." But yeah, now I know. Maybe I shouldn't take so much.
Mm-hmm. Just wait it out.
Oh, my God. I remember this. There was another time where my friends and I, it was me, one friend, another friend and his girlfriend, who I'm also friends with because we all know each other from like high school. So we're on our way to the mall, and my car is just being filled with smoke because they're rolling up in the back, and Mike and I share an edible, and we get him. It wasn't that bad. It was nice because I'm getting high off the little edible.
Right.
It was a Rice Krispie edible this time. It wasn't a brownie. It was a Rice Krispie edible. Mm-hmm. So that was awesome. So we're walking around in the mall, and then eventually like, oh, we're hungry. Let's go sit down and relax at like this burger joint that we like in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting down, and eventually I start laughing because I remember this really funny video from like the day before. So I pull out my phone and I watch it again, and I'm dying laughing so hard. I'm laughing so hard. I'm dying. And I start laughing like really loudly, and my friends also start like laughing, but like trying to be quiet and like trying to get me to be quiet, but I'm still laughing really loud. And the waitress comes by, and then she starts laughing because she knows that I'm like fucked up. she started laughing because she's like she knew what was going on.
Yeah,
but I was like, I was good. That was a good day. That was a really nice day because I felt good and I was laughing really hard and I was laughing really loud. Oh my god, that video was like 10 times funnier than it really should have been.
Wait, which video was it?
It's I don't know if I want to repeat what the dude says on the podcast. I'll show it to you later. It's not like too bad. It's just it's really silly, but you'll understand when I show it to you. What about you?
I honestly haven't. Okay, so we were at this bar one time, and it was the bartender's birthday. So he was giving away shots and stuff, and that was like the most I've drank, probably.
Nice. Also, sorry to interrupt. I have like a couple more. I have a couple more stupid situations to tell you. A couple more stories, but continue.
It was just because, like, you know, as a kid, you throw up, like, occasionally, but as an adult, you don't normally.
Yeah.
That was bad. I had to call out for work for, like, 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Never again. But other than that, I honestly can't think of anything. I'm pretty, vanilla, I suppose you could put it like that.
That's okay. I feel like that sometimes. But last year, at CEO Taku, which it's a fighting game tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It has all the anime fighters. It's got like BlazBlue and Under Night and Guilty Gear. They had Sailor Moon S there. They nice. Had, I think they had like Marvel Infinite there as well. They had BlazBlue Cross Tag. They had Skullgirls. They have a bunch of stuff there. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I think it was either like Friday or Saturday night because it was a 24-hour venue.
Oh.
No, I think it was like Friday night, but that it was a 24-hour venue. Mm-hmm. So people were like in the main venue, the main room playing like, you know, games up at like 2, 3 a.m. and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what time it was, but it wasn't too late, like 11 or something. It must have been like 6 or 7 that I went to a friend's room because he was making and like mixing drinks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because I wanted to, you know, just drink and play Guilty Gear and be up at like 2 a.m. or something, like getting drunk playing Guilty Gear.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened and more.
And more.
It was fantastic. So at Wawa, which is like this gas station, and it's really cool because the inside, like, main store is, like, really great.
Mm-hmm.
Because they make food in there as well. And there's just a lot of, like, selection of, like,
really neat stuff. Like a glorified 7-Eleven?
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And they also have these big-ass, like, 60-ounce, like, jugs. Like, these huge jugs. And I bought one. Before I went over there to the venue, and so I go over to my friend's hotel room because he's mixing and making drinks, and he's like, "Hey Skelly, I want to try out a new drink. Do you want to, you know, test it out for me?" I said, "Yeah." So he puts in 99 apple, 99 cinnamon, vodka, and then he tells me, "All right, now go fill the rest of this up with Mellow Yellow and ginger ale." And I do that. And I took one sip, and I'm like, "Wow, this is really good." So I start drinking more. And he told me, like, "Hey, go easy on the sips because, you know, it'll hit you hard."
Yeah.
But by the time he told me that, I had already been drinking and sipping a lot.
Oh, no.
And and when it hit me, it really started hitting me.
Yep.
And I really felt it.
Yep.
And a couple local friends of mine were at this place called Andretti's, which wasn't too far from the venue. Mm-hmm. It's this big ass like arcade, and it also has like go-karts and stuff in there, and I was going to tag along with them, but they were with another group that's also in my area, and they got dragged along there anyways. But they said that, Troy and Josh are still there, you can catch a ride with them. So that's what I did. I caught a ride with them, and like by that time I was already like definitely tipsy. I was definitely out of it. But when I got to Andretti's, it only went downhill from there because eventually I started like stumbling around and like not really walking too well. And it was great. And I couldn't go on the go-karts because like I was way too drunk. I would like get dizzy.
Yeah.
If I was going to do that. But yeah, at this point I was like not walking straight. And then I was like, "Hey, I want to go back to the venue and play Guilty Gear like this." So I go back to the venue, stumble in with like my fight stick, and then I see somebody, a friend of mine who I had made. Mm-hmm. I made a new friend earlier that day. So I walk in and I see the first thing I see is him sitting like next to his friend who's playing Guilty Gear. So he's just watching, spectating, and I go over to him, I touch his shoulder, and I'm like, "Hey, I know you."
Oh, no.
And he turns around and he's got a beer in his hand. And he's like, "Hey, I know you." So we're both really messed up. And we both sit down and we start playing Guilty Gear, and we're just being really silly, being really loud. We're laughing, we're having a good time. And here's where the bad part starts happening, where I would have to get up like every like two or three matches to like, you know, to pee.
Yeah.
And also, I think I almost like passed out from dehydration because I hadn't had water in like hours.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was a great night. That was awesome. I want to do that all over again, except the dehydration part, because that wasn't great. I don't want to say I almost died, because I didn't almost die. I just was dehydrated as shit. Yeah. But,
stay hydrated.
Yeah. Combo Breakers is a 24-hour venue, so you know what that means. No dehydration for me, though.
Mm-hmm.
This time I'm carrying a water bottle.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my god. Yeah, that night was awesome. Holy shit. Oh, also, this next story is like really short. The first time I ever got high, my friend put Mountain Dew Voltage in the bong as bong water instead of water. He put fucking Mountain Dew Voltage. And we thought it was really dumb, but it worked. But it was really stupid. good times.
Was that your dog in the background that I heard earlier?
Was it?
I don't know. I heard a bark or something. Know.
It might have been like my chair or something, because I didn't hear Terry bark or Ginger. Sorry.
No worries. Next question.
Okie doke.
24.
24. what do you do for fun?
Well, I feel like you answered that already.
I kind of did.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
I draw. I don't think GWA knows that. Or no, they do.
I used to draw. I think I told you that as well. Mm-hmm. I used to do a lot of, like, all I really needed was just, like, my mechanical pencil or a pen and some paper.
Yeah, you don't need...
Or, like, a notebook or something. And I would just doodle stuff. I would just draw.
Yeah. Oh, I'll show you.
I might show you some stuff that, well, that I think was actually, like, decently nice to show people.
Yeah, for sure. I follow a lot of Instagrammers that there's this one guy that his preferred medium is like a whiteboard, which is really, really awesome, because most people don't think of whiteboards as art or like a medium for art. Anyways, I'll show it to you later.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else for fun? I'm pretty boring.
Well, yeah, I like to go out and hang out with friends and stuff and play video games. And my main hobby would be like competitive fighting games, and especially because I really like to go out to the events. Like every year, I go out to CEO and CEO Taku, and this year I'll be heading up to Illinois for Combo Breaker, which is pretty exciting because I've always wanted to travel out of state for a tournament.
Yeah. Well, and it's cool that there are so many tournaments in your state, too.
Yeah. Yeah, the two main majors are CEO and CEO Taku.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Next question.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
94. Have you ever been in a fist fight? No.
No, I haven't. I almost was in high school because, like, somebody was commenting, like, rude stuff on my friend's profile. And my friend, like, messaged me about it. He's like, hey, somebody's, like, being mean to me or whatever. And I was like, I was like, okay, I guess I'll see what this is about.
Yeah.
And so some fucking dude was like just being an idiot. And like the next day I walk out to the court. The next morning I walk to the courtyard where my friends normally are. And then there's the dude with like several of his friends standing there. And he's like, and they're like, hey, come on, come to the bathroom. We got to talk or something like that. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Like, if you want something, you ask it here. You ask it now. You ask me right here to my face.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't do it. I'm like, if you want something, you do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do anything.
Hmm.
It was so funny.
Next question.
Yeah.
I guess. 86. Did we do that one already?
86. What's the worst thing that ever happened to you? I think that one is probably the dehydration part. That's probably one of the worst things that almost happened to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Worst thing. Oh, when I was 3, I somehow jammed my thumb. So, like, I crashed into something and my thumb couldn't extend out completely. So it was, like, at a right angle almost. Yeah, I was 3 and I still remember this. So they had to do surgery on it, and it apparently was like a calcium buildup, because like I couldn't move it for how many days before we actually went to the doctor. So yeah, I still have a scar on my thumb.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But it's fine now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else was like the worst thing that happened to me sort of situations.
Other than dehydration.
There was only like one other thing, but I feel like it's a little personal.
Yeah, so. No, that's fine.
Yeah. Have you gotten any doubles yet?
Nope, not yet.
Damn.
Oh, or how many questions are on your list?
50.
Do you want to read number 25?
It's not really numbered, so I would have to count.
Oh, it's okay. Okay, maybe after this question, we'll pull a question from there. At 25, do you like traveling? Yes. Okay, sometimes.
Do I like traveling? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like traveling. Whether it be driving or going somewhere by plane.
Yeah.
Whenever I do travel, most of the time it's just either up to different cities like Melbourne, Orlando, or Pompano Beach, or Miami, or West Palm Beach, or Stewart.
You've been to a lot of places.
Yeah, although it does take like a couple hours or something, because Florida is kind of big.
Yeah.
I think the farthest that I've been was Daytona, actually, because the Fighting Game Tournament is the Fighting Game Tournament CEO is in Daytona. It was in Daytona last year, and it's going to be in Daytona again this year. Mm-hmm. So the furthest I've ever driven was probably Daytona.
Where's the furthest you've traveled or flown to?
Probably to New York.
Okay, cool.
I actually used to live in Minnesota when I was young. I was born in Sarasota, Florida, but my parents found work up in Minnesota. So we lived up there in Duluth for like 7 years, and then they came back down to Florida because they don't really like the cold.
Yeah.
And they missed the warm Florida weather.
Yeah.
And we've been here ever since like 2004.
Nice.
Yeah, there and New York are probably the furthest that I've traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have an uncle who lives in New York. So it's nice to go up there and visit him sometimes.
Yeah.
And like we'll travel through like the subways and walk around and go to the museums or mm-hmm. something like that. Or go to Central Park.
Mm-hmm. Never been to New York.
I've also been to Washington, D.C. as well. That was a fun trip too.
Nice.
They have a lot of museums up there as well.
Mm-hmm. Are you
like really cool sites?
Are you into museums?
I like museums a lot, actually.
My dad hates museums. My mom's all for museums, so like I'll go with her. But
I love museums.
Yeah,
especially like aquariums and like the what's the like the Smithsonian is it called? I think in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like those two. I know there's an aquarium in New York. I can't remember.
Yeah. Cat, are you okay? She's jumping off. All right. Yeah, I think the furthest I've been is gonna be Florida. We went to Disney World.
Disney World. What's your favorite park?
We actually went there a couple years ago, so there was like Star Wars weekend happening.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I think we caught like the last day of the season for that. That was cool.
Nice.
And then I think Montreal would be like the furthest in Canada that I've been. And then I've been to Hawaii, so the other direction.
I have a really good friend of mine who lives in Canada, and I've always wanted to go like visit him.
Yeah, you should. Canada's fun. Next question?
Yeah.
Or no, you were going to pull a question from your list. Right?
Okay.
Okay. At random, don't even like pre-read it.
Okay. What physical feature do you get complimented on the most?
Physical feature. Lately it's been my voice for obvious reasons, but I think the last compliment I got was from a coworker, and she said I had a nice figure.
That's nice.
Yeah.
With me, it's like, I don't know, people generally just say, people just generally like give me like general compliments of me being handsome and things like that. But I also get a lot of compliments for my hair. Because it's like, it's really thick, and it gets fluffy, and it's really soft as well. My hair is like a definite mixture of my parents' hair, because my mom's hair is like more straight, but my dad's hair is really curly.
Mm-hmm.
But my hair is like, it's straight like my mom's, but it's still got like wavy
okay.
and some curly features in it, like my dad. So.
How long is your hair right now?
It's like in the back, it's like down, it's like almost to my shoulders, kind of.
So you can tie your hair back?
Not yet. It's like getting there.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of just right now, I like it long or lengthy, so I'm kind of just letting it, you know, do whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mainly get compliments from like just looks and my hair, and people like my beard.
Do you have a mustache?
Yeah.
Okay.
it all like connects together.
Just wondering.
It's not like a huge mustache or anything. It's all the same, around the same length.
Yeah.
All just kind of connects together.
What's the weirdest compliment you've gotten from a stranger?
The weirdest compliment,
or just from a stranger?
Nothing that I can really remember off the top of my head. I know I got a compliment because there's like one part in my beard that's kind of like the hairs just kind of like go a little swirly.
Mm-hmm.
So I got like a compliment for that. They were saying like, oh, I really like this little swirl part in your beard. I'm like, what? And so they're like, yeah. And they brought up a mirror and I was like, oh, I never realized that I had this little cowlick swirl thing in my beard.
In your beard. Yes, because you totally, that was totally intentional. I wouldn't really call it kind of compliment, but not really. Like on top of being catcalled down the street, it was just like, pretty sure these two guys were high or drunk or something, but they were like yelling at me while I'm standing at the bus with a bunch of other people waiting for the bus, and I wasn't the only girl that they were yelling at, but they were like, oh yeah, I'd totally take you in this back alley right now, blah blah blah.
That's wild.
Yeah. That was like during the summer, it was 10-ish at night, but it was a pretty busy street, and it was like right after they said that to me, they said something similar to the girl standing next to me, so it's just like, can you please go away?
God damn it.
Yeah. Yep.
That's really wild, though. I hate hearing stories like that where yeah. like, people are just like bothered because of that kind of shit.
Yeah, I don't like, understand people. It's
annoying that like some people just can't like keep thoughts to themselves or whatever. Like, I mean, if you see somebody that's like, you know, attractive to you, like that's cool, but I wouldn't like, you know, shout across the street or like catcall or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of rude.
Well, I feel like the people that do, that's like the type of person they are, right? And that type of person isn't necessarily decent, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm. You want to do another question off your list?
Sure. Let me see. Mention the most annoying experience in shopping.
Oh, because my mind my mind went to work, because working at a mall, but that's not the same as shopping.
actually, yeah, we can change that around. Like, what's
the most annoying thing
that happened to you while, like, you know, working?
Because, listeners, we both have worked or are working retail. So,
yeah. I'm working retail right now.
Yeah.
And working at Forever 21.
Yep. Worked retail for a really long time. What's your most annoying thing with shoppers?
these kind of things happen somewhat often. I really dislike it when people don't like pick up clothes after themselves, like if they're shuffling around like the clothes that are like hung up nicely and then like they mess it up. And just general things like that are really annoying. And because I work the fitting room, I have a lot of interaction with the customers. It's really because like we have when before we give them a room, we have to like count, you know, how many clothes they have, you know, because it prevents, it's like, it's, you know, general loss prevention, you know, it prevents stealing and things like that. So we know like how many they have, and if they walk out with only a certain amount, we have ways to like approach them and try to like, you know, see what's going on about it. But anyways, like it's for me at least, it's a little bit annoying when I'm like, you know, I ask them, I'm like, okay, so like how many do you have? And it's instead of just simply counting how many the person has, they'll be like, oh, I don't know, and then they'll like maybe laugh or something
and then just hand everything
and in my
to
head
you.
I'm like, well, can you fucking count?
But no, you have to keep smiling and polite. Customer service.
Gotta keep smiling.
Yep.
And then I just say something like, oh, I hope you count. And in my head I'm just like, what the fuck?
This
is also kind of a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. I hate it when like customers, like when they're done changing, like when they're done with their clothes, like trying out stuff, like they'll open the door and then they'll close it. Close it back up. And I'm like, you shouldn't do that, because it lets people know if there's somebody in there. Like if it's closed, obviously there's probably someone in there.
Is there a gap at the bottom of the door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really like having to like, you know, look down to see if there's somebody there. It looks like I'm being a creep or a perv, and I don't like doing it, but I mean, I have to, because sometimes I need to know if there's somebody in there so I can open up the door.
Yeah.
You know, so there's more vacant spots for people.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I just thought of a fitting room story. Oh, okay. You ready? It's a long one.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so we had this new girl start, and it was kind of... it was her first week, so we were trying to get her fitting room trained. So we had her with someone else in the fitting room. She's doing well, blah, blah, blah. I was a manager at that point, so I was, like, walking between the two floors and just overseeing stuff. And then the next thing I know, one of the associates is like, hey, she's in the fitting room with a customer. And I'm like... what do you mean? So my other manager's freaking out. She's like, what do I do? I don't know what to do. I'm like, just, okay, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go knock on the door and like knock on the door. Hey, it's one person per room. And so this associate opens the door. Like she cracks open the door and she's really like soft-spoken, whatever. And I'm like, hey, can I talk to you in the stock room? So.
Oh my.
So. So the customer she was with, she was explaining to me that he had been dared to try on lingerie for some sort of like bachelor party thing. And just, she was explaining this to me. And I'm like, you can't do that for your own safety. Second, like, it's not, this is totally against company policy, right?
Yeah.
So when she first opened the door of the fitting room, I didn't see who the customer was. And it's like, she's obviously being taken advantage of. And I'm just trying my best to protect her. And I'm like, okay, you can go back to the sales floor, take a break from the fitting room. It's fine. Just communicate with me in the future. and keep yourself safe. Like, number one, keep yourself safe. So this guy comes out of the fitting room, and he's like this middle-aged white guy. And it's just like, what? What? And she gave him her first name, and he, like, I kind of stuck around her on the sales floor to, like, make sure she was fine and that she knew that I was, like, there with her. And so he walks by and, like, thank you, so-and-so, for blah, 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 and, like, try to explain himself. I'm like, yeah, have a good day. Bye. Yeah. One of the many crazy stories. One of the many, many, many crazy stories. Yeah.
That's wild. I would have been like, if I saw like a coworker walk into like the fitting room with like a customer, I'd be like, whoa, hold on.
Yeah, like if anything, like if a customer is stuck in a dress and you have to help them with a zipper, I would help the same gender customer first off. Second, I would leave the door open. So like you would still have that privacy, but then it would still be in the open. You know, like proper procedure. Yeah, that's just one of many stories.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes I'll just let two people go in if they're like, you know, family or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like,
because they're like family, like it's understandable, and
yeah,
like things like that where I'm just like I know, like if a manager were here, they would probably tell me to say separate, but like relax, like they're just family. Yeah, right?
But if it's a couple, it's like no, definitely not.
Yeah, with couples, I generally, I always separate them for the sake of, like, you know, safety and the company policy. And, like, we do have the two men's changing rooms.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we have two men's changing rooms, and then the rest are all, like, for females.
Oh, we did not. It was all unisex.
Oh. Yeah, they have it kind of like sort of organized a little.
Okay. Huh. Yeah. What other customers? You want to pick a question next? Or... there's so many customer stories.
I'm down to listen.
Okay. So we get this call from a different store saying, like, hey, just to give you a heads up, there might be this group coming around with your receipt trying to return stuff. And sure enough, they come around and they had used gift cards and things that they bought at our store, but they were like $100 gift cards times six that were being used. And we had apparently done like a manual override for the purchase of the gift cards.
Oof.
So they were trying to return these items to get like real money back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, had to call the police for that. It was very nerve-wracking, but they ended up leaving all the items with us.
That's wild.
Yeah. Oh, and another time, there's this couple that was clearly shoplifting. Like, they wouldn't take a shopping bag from us, and they use, like we sold, like, tote bags and stuff. So, this guy chose, of all things, the iridescent tote bag, which is, like, very eye-catching, was filling it with stuff and was carrying a bunch of other stuff. And I'm, like, about to walk up to my manager, and they bolt out the door, and he goes running after them down the hall, and security gets them, and yeah, against policy, he totally ran after them, but
Holy shit.
It was over like it was over $300 worth of stuff. So yeah. Next question.
Something like that kind of happened
Yeah.
where this person had like this person was clearly like looking like he's shoplifting, and like before he ran out he was like about to take some pants, but like he threw it back before he ran out because one of my managers was going to like confront him. He fucking threw down the pants and he bolted out.
So did he take anything?
I'm not sure. I can't remember like all the details exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I saw this little gif of like this impenetrable kitty.
Wow. Yep. Next question.
Sure.
96. What did you do on your 16th birthday?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
Can
Probably went
do a
out to
different
eat.
one.
Okay. Do you want to pull one for yours?
Sure. Describe the strangest dream you've had in your life.
That requires actually remembering. I feel like I wrote down some dreams somewhere. Let me see if I can find it. Do you generally dream?
Yeah, I had a dream last night actually that I do rem that I do kind of remember. I can't Let me try to remember all the details 'cause it's so fuzzy. But it was kind of like it was like It was almost like a game show almost, but it was like really huge. Think like Hunger Games type of big where there's like lots of like groups of people and there's like a big competition, and it was almost like an anime because I was like the protagonist and I was the only one that was like half dragon. I could like breathe fire and I could fly and I was like the protagonist and I was like the hero. It was really weird, but it was really cool though. I don't know what influenced me to have this dream, but it was like a big competitive it was just this big competitive thing, and I had like other com like other competitors that were with me that were like a part of my group, but I guess I was the like the head member. And I remember this one specific part where it was after I was like gifted these dragon powers. There was like a banner, like a it was like what yeah it was like one of those banners that was held up high and it had like I think it was like displaying what the competition was for or something. But I remember I was like really excited to get my dragon powers and I burned it down. Because I just like I was like, wow, I can breathe fire. This is so cool. I specifically remember all of that. I'm like, this is fucking sick.
Yeah.
And I fucking burned down the banner, and I was like, whoops, and then I flew away.
I think, I don't know, the strangest dream? Was that the question? Strangest dream? Or just a dream that you remember? I think it's mostly like I remember the settings of a dream the most, like what the room looked like, that sort of thing. Yeah, it was just like I think this one dream had like I don't know, like water fountain slash koi fish slash streams going through the entire house, and the house was really, really big. I don't know, it looked pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I actually have to go soon.
Oh, how soon?
Couple minutes. Or like get off the call. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Do you want to end it here then?
Sure. We can pick this up a different time for sure, if you want.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Okay. So this is the conclusion of part one.
Sure. I
Cool.
found another page with a lot of questions.
Okay.
And they're actually numbered too, so you can use your dice.
Yay. Okay, we'll
Just
do.
gonna bookmark this.
Yes. Cool. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.